But even when I was proposed to, someone told me she was fuming a bit. Must have been quietly because I didn't notice. I know her own partner of many years bought an Xbox over getting her an engagement ring. Hello, are you surprised to see me in this chair? No, at this point, you're probably not, because we haven't had a guest in so long. But hello! Welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. I am your host, Dare Taylor, and today we're going to be reading some Am I the A-Holes on Reddit. And today's theme is going to be bridesmaids. I have only been to two weddings in my life, because for some reason, me and my friend group don't get married. So my experience with weddings is very minimal. I very much so recall when I was like 4 years old, I actually got sick at my aunt's wedding, and I'm pretty sure I like almost threw up in her wedding dress. So I was off to a great start when I was a kid. So my advice for these Reddit stories is probably not going to be very good. It's probably not going to be very good, but you in the comment section down below can help me decipher if they are the a-hole or not. Let's get started. And if you're wondering why this YouTube channel has completely turned into an Am I the A-hole Reddit reaction channel, it's because my air conditioning was out for a month. So I didn't want to subject my guests to, I don't know, a house that was like 85 degrees. On a cool day out here in sunny Los Angeles, California. And also, I had like crazy back pain that just sprung up out of nowhere. So I was having all these issues happen at once. So I just decided to fill the podcast with Am I the A-Hole stories. But we're going to get back to having guests very, very soon. So for those of you that are on the Patreon, do not worry. They are coming up. We are getting our guests back in. But let's dive on into some of these stories. All right. Ooh, we want one. Let's get like a really good one for the top. Would I be the a-hole if I tell my friend her bridesmaids won't be throwing her an extensive bachelorette party if we aren't invited to the wedding? Isn't that how that goes? You are supposed to be at the bachelorette party and then the wedding. Isn't that how that's normally supposed to go? I also have never been to a bachelorette party, so this is going to be a great episode. Let's dive in. So I, 27 female, am friends with Jane, 28 female. Jane and her fiance Brad, 29 male, recently got engaged. Jane is one of my best friends, and we have known each other since college. When talking about her future weddings, Jane has always expressed that she wants me and a handful of our other closest friends to be her bridesmaids and to have a destination wedding. When I saw Jane and Brad the other day, or the day they got engaged, excuse me, one of the first things Jane said to me was how excited she was for me and our other friends to be her bridesmaids. This was about a month ago. Okay, sounds like it's off to a good start. Cool, we're dreaming of our future wedding. We've got the bridesmaids picked out. Okay, it sounds like it's going good. However, now that Jane and Brad have started looking at, I don't know why I say Brad like that, by the way. Brad is just a terrible name in my opinion. So I'm just like, Brad. Anyways, now that Jane and Brad have started looking at wedding planning, they've decided to have a tiny destination wedding in Colorado and only immediate family will be invited to save money. They also plan on having a casual party for all the rest of their family and friends after, but there will be no ceremony or sit-down dinner and will be very clearly not a second wedding. Even though I was disappointed and hurt to hear that I would not be invited to the actual wedding, I understand that it's their right to have whatever kind of wedding they want. And if it's not important to her that her best friends be there, that's her choice. Ooh, OP sounds jaded. She's so jaded. She's like, well, it's her wedding, so I guess it's her choice. Like, I sense a little bit of attitude coming from OP, which is justifiable, but let's keep going. But what irked me is that Jane still expects a bridal shower, a long weekend trip to an expensive destination for her bachelorette party, and mentioned a registry for wedding gifts. I find it a bit ridiculous that she still expects to have these things thrown by and presumably paid for by people that aren't even invited to the actual wedding. She insists on calling us her bridesmaids, but since we will not be present at the wedding and will have no special destination at the party, Wait, designation? Oh my gosh, I can't read today. No special designation at the party. I don't see how we actually are. Yeah, this is kind of, this is not great. This Jane is making some choices. Why is she having a bachelorette party if she can't afford to have the wedding that she wants? I don't, does not compute. Control alt delete. Like what? Okay, moving on. Oh, because the friends are going to pay for it. That's right. Okay, so the friends are going to foot the bill for the bachelorette party, but then they don't get to come to the wedding. Cool, cool. Okay, good, good. Love that. By love that, I mean hate that. Our friends are a bit split on what to do about this. Some want to confront her about this. Some think that it would be an asshole move. So would I be the a-hole for telling Jane that if she's not having a traditional wedding, she can't expect traditional wedding benefits? So again, as a person that has no skin in the game and has never done a bachelorette party and hasn't been to a wedding in, you know, a couple of years, I think the best case scenario with this is obviously being honest and having some sort of communication with Jane and just telling her how you feel and being like, hey, you know, some of us feel some kind of way that you expect us to foot the bill for your bachelorette party, but then don't even get to go to your wedding. Like, I understand budget's tight, but we also don't have frivolous amounts of money to pay for a bachelorette party for you. Maybe we can come to some sort of compromise. Maybe instead of it just being family, you could invite us so we could come and be part of your wedding as well. Because, like, our friend, we want to see you. We want to be there if possible. So I think, like, open and honest communication is the way to go. I think the more you avoid it and the more you just kind of, like, brush it under the rug, the more animosity that's going to get built up. And then she's just going to think you're okay with it. And so I think just, like, opening up about it might be the way to go. But that's my hot take. Reddit has not deemed them the a-hole. They haven't deemed them anything. So I'm kind of dying to get to the comments and seeing what other people say. But there is an ETA added here. So OP adds, I think a few people are misunderstanding my point here. I'm not saying I don't want to celebrate her at all. Oh, no. Is Reddit deeming her the a-hole? Her defensiveness is coming. Okay. Wait, let me read this and then we'll read the comments because I have a bad feeling that she might be the a-hole. Wait, I think a few people are misunderstanding my point here. I'm not saying I don't want to celebrate her at all or that she shouldn't get anything outside of her wedding. What's bothering me is her stated expectation of a big shower and a bachelorette trip. She explicitly said she wants to go to Scottsdale. We're in Tennessee, so this requires a flight without an invitation to the wedding. She could throw any kind of backyard, courthouse, big, small, whatever wedding, and I'd be happy to do all of the above as long as I was actually invited. Ooh, okay. Okay, I'm starting to get nervous now. Do we think OP is the a-hole? Do we think the bride's the a-hole? Let's see what the comments have to say. Top comment from 2 years ago. Not the a-hole. If none of you are invited to the wedding, none of you are bridesmaids. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, that's what I thought. Yep, you are not bridesmaids. You are glorified fans. You're paying for the bachelorette party. You're her fans. If none of you are invited to the wedding, a gift is not required. Yeah. Yeah, how does that work? You all have to let me know in the comment section down below. Like, you invite, so you throw the party, you throw the wedding, and then everyone's supposed to bring you a wedding gift, right? Unless, like, the couple asks for no gifts, right? Like, that's how that's supposed to go. I think the last wedding I went to, I went with my partner at the time, and essentially, because it was like his friend that I knew. And so he was in charge of the gift that we gave to the couple. And it was really weird because I didn't know I knew the groom because I used to work with him, but I didn't know the bride at all. And she kept making like weird comments being like, we're so happy to have a famous person at our wedding. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm not famous, but okay. Like, she was very excited that I was there and involved. But it was really fun. It was a fun wedding. I played no part in, like, the getting of the gift, the dress, the attire. But I did get to sit at, like, the head table, which was, like, kind of cool because I was like, I don't even know these people and they trust me enough to be up here. Let's go. But it was really fun. It was a good wedding. It was very interesting, especially as an adult going when you've, like, not gone to a wedding since you were, like, 10. It was very strange. Let's see here. What do we got for another top comment here? A quick Google search will tell your friend that it's a massive social faux pas to invite someone to a bridal shower who isn't invited to the wedding. Okay? Okay, bridal faux pas. We're going to be learning about a lot of those today because, like I said, don't know a lot about weddings. Here we go. And that bridesmaids are attendants at the actual wedding. Also, people not invited to the wedding have no social obligation to provide any sort of gift. Really? No social obligation? Though a nice card filled with your good wishes is a thoughtful gesture. I disagree with that. I thought you're supposed to get a gift. Like, because they're throwing the party. Right? Isn't that... I need to look up, like, the faux pas for weddings now, because now I'm, like, questioning myself, because Reddit's got me like, wait, huh? In terms of a bachelorette celebration, since there are no bridesmaids to organize it, and it's not socially acceptable to invite people who aren't invited to the wedding... Wait, it's not socially acceptable to invite people who aren't invited to the wedding. Okay. Perhaps a compromise of getting together at someone's house with a couple of bottles of wine and everyone bringing out an app, or brunch out the weekend before the wedding with everyone picking up their own check and chipping to cover the bride would be a great compromise. Okay. A book on wedding etiquette should make a perfect engagement gift. Ooh. Ooh, I don't know if I like that. That's a little snarky. Could you imagine, like, happy engagement, I got you a book on wedding etiquette. Like, ooh, that would, like, I don't know that I like that. That's a little, you know, a bit of an issue, a bit of a starter, you know, like, if you want to, like, not get along with this friend anymore. But yeah, so... It looks like everybody's in agreement with me. I've made it free and clear. You are not the a-hole OP, but no one's really giving you advice on what to do. Everyone's just like, yeah, you should, yeah, faux pas. Like, no one's really saying or giving advice. Not the a-hole. Your friend's just looking for a cash grab. No shit, Sherlock. Ooh, oh. This is an interesting one. You might want to sit your friend down for a reality check. No wedding equals no bridesmaids. Martha Stewart says you can have a bridal shower for an elopement, which is what I'd call if none of the friends are going. A bridal shower thrown in advance of an elopement should be hosted by the bridesmaids, family member, or any willing person, just not the bride. She expects a big shower and a bachelorette trip. You expected to be attending the wedding. Welp, dot, dot, dot. Since she changed your expectations, you are allowed to change hers. Hold your horses, girly. Rein in those expectations. No wedding equals no bridesmaids equals no bachelorette trip. We can do a party weekend at a local place. We can do a wedding shower party, but we aren't traveling. Not the a-hole. Okay, well, I feel good about saying that OP is not the a-hole, but I feel conflicted on wedding faux pas now. So I feel like I might need to do some research on some faux pas, but am I the a-hole for not wanting female bridesmaids? So my boyfriend, male 21, and I, female 20, have been discussing wedding plans and wants for the future lately. Since he's planning to propose, I told him he has to get my father's blessing, which he was a bit grumpy about since we don't see my parents often. We live 4 hours from them, but he reluctantly agreed to that. Ooh, I already don't like that. You're like, hey... There's this thing that's important to me. Please do it. And he's reluctant? And we're still getting married. Okay. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't like it. I don't like it so far. I am not at all a traditional person, but my father tends to be on certain topics, which I know would mean a lot to him if my boyfriend did, which is why I want him to do it. Now, for actual wedding plans, he told me already that I have full control over the wedding since I've been somewhat planning since I was a kid on what I wanted it to look like. I know when the time comes, I'll obviously get his input on decisions, but certain things are sort of non-negotiables for me. One of the things are my bridesmaids. I've had the same group of friends since I was in kindergarten. Whoa. You've had the same group of friends since you were in kindergarten? That's wild. Okay. Damn. I'm getting the vibes that we're from a small town is the sort of thoughts I'm getting here. And they are all men. Oh, okay. Ooh. I don't know how I feel about this. And they're all men. I've been very close with all of them my entire life, and I've also have trouble making and keeping female friends. Interesting. Why, OP, do you think you have a hard time making female friends? What's up with that? I've had a best friend that was a girl for about 5 years that ended up starting an argument while we were living together because there was a bowl in the sink left overnight and I hadn't washed it yet. She would wake up well before me, so obviously I haven't washed it in my sleep. So we haven't talked since. You got into a fight with a roommate over a bowl. Over a bowl in the sink. Okay, great. I have female acquaintances, such as my friends, girlfriends, and my boyfriend's friends, girlfriends, as well as my boyfriend's female friends. But I don't have any women in my life that I'm close enough to that I would want being in that role on my special day, which is valid. Like, the whole point of bridesmaids is for it to be people that are, like, close to you, you know? Like, that's the whole point, is they're there to support you. So, okay, I'm kind of getting, you know, the too long don't read, the TLDR, but I don't know how I'm feeling about OP so far, to be honest. My boyfriend doesn't like the idea of my male friends taking this role of being what I've been referring to as bridesmen. Not sure if there's an actual term. And he says he wants some women up there with me and has suggested to his friends, which I am in no way close with at all. Why does the groom care so much that your friends are, he doesn't want your dude friends up there? I don't know how to feel about that. Because doesn't he know your friends? Don't he like your friends? I don't know. You already started off this story like wishy-washy with him being reluctant about like talking to your dad, you know? Like, it's already kind of going downhill from here. We're going to keep going. They're all really nice people and we get along, but I don't consider them to be my friends specifically. He also suggested I reconnect with my sister, who I haven't talked to in about 3 years now, which I immediately shut down because we're estranged for a reason and she would make the entire wedding about her and would also my family be uncomfortable since they also haven't talked to her in a year or two. Yeah, that to me is a big, I hate to say red flag, but that's a big red flag to me is when you're with someone and they sort of encourage you to go beyond a boundary that you've set that you are not interested in breaking. I think that like if you're obviously estranged with some family member or person in your life, it is on your time to decide if you want to be friends with them or to reconnect with them. Which is very fascinating. I actually was not talking to either of my parents for a very long time. Like we were low contact by my choice and just because like life, everyone was busy. And I decided of my own volition to reach out and fix my relationship with my parents. And obviously like it worked out well for me. And there are still some things that like come up with me and my parents that like I don't agree with. But I'm at the point where it's like I'm talking to them like quite regularly, more than I used to. But it was up to me. It was not up to somebody in my life pressuring me to fix that relationship. I chose it. And so I already like really don't like that you're marrying this guy that like one is begrudgingly not wanting to do the things that you like. He won't talk to your dad, like get your dad's approval. And that's obviously something you said that's important to you. He has an issue with you having bridesmen, you know, like the number two. And then this situation that he's like saying, like, you should become friends with your sister again. Like, I don't know. I don't like this guy. He seems a little pushy, but I don't know. Let's keep reading, though. We gotta finish the story. I've been planning with my friends since I was in high school about them being my bridesmen, and all of them have been on board and even argued who deserved the spot of maid of honor, which eventually turned into a bit of an inside joke about them having a boxing match before the ceremony where the winner would get a role. Okay, see, I love your bridesmen now. I flip my opinion. I redact my beginning opinion that I didn't like the idea of bridesmen. I'm here for it. Like, this is really cute, actually. I understand it's also my boyfriend's day, but if he wanted female groomsmen, I would have no issue with that. That's the other thing. See, you are open-minded. You're like, if you can have anybody of any gender up there, I don't care. And he's got an issue with it, which is strange. And I've known my friends for so long that they've become family. My one friend and I literally grew up considering him as a twin brother since we met at 6 months old and are now Oh, and are only 10 days apart in age. Okay, that's kind of cool. Am I the a-hole for putting my foot down about not including his female friends or just women in general in my part of the wedding party because it's not the traditional way? Okay, everybody in the comment section right now, I want you to write if you think OP's the a-hole or not before I read, before I get to it, because I'm going to guess. Do I think Reddit deemed them the a-hole? I'm going to guess that Reddit doesn't deem them the a-hole. And I'm gonna double down on what I said. I'm hoping somebody will clock this behavior. I'm hoping somebody else will notice like the different things that the groom is doing that's like a little fishy. I hope I'm not alone in that. All right, let's read. Here we go. Oh, it's split. Oh. Okay. Wait. Okay, not the a-hole. Okay, it was looking even because every other comment was like, not the a-hole, you're the a-hole. It was like going both ways. Here we go. Let's see. Top comment 20/21, not even engaged yet and already fighting about the wedding. What could go wrong here? Wait, they're not even engaged? Wait, did I miss that? That's literally the first sentence. Yeah, nope. Throw the man away. Bye. You're not even engaged. Leave. Get out. Girl, run. Oh my gosh, this is so bad. I totally missed the first sentence. Oh, I thought you guys were like engaged. I thought it was already going somewhere. I thought we had a destination. I thought we had a vibe. But okay. Noted. Not the a-hole for this specific issue. To be honest, the I don't get along with other women thing is a bit weird. I clocked that as well. I would like to say I clocked that as well. But that's another issue. And not going to lie, the whole certain things are non-negotiable stuff made me raise my eyebrows. It is his wedding, his special day too, and it kind of makes me wonder what the other non-negotiable things are. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Excellent perspective there. You won't make it to next Tuesday, much less a marriage. Do a little growing up. You're not mature enough for commitment, either of you. Yeah. Like, why are you fighting about this when you're not even engaged? Like, this is a little weird. Like, it's good to talk about, don't get me wrong. But, like, yeah. I didn't even clock that first sentence till now. Well, at least you're not the a-hole. Reddit deems you not the a-hole. But, yeah, sounds like you got some time. Maybe don't rush the wedding thing. Take your time. Don't rush it. There's no, you know, help, you know, work together a little bit here or don't or leave him and just like grow up separately and do your own thing because this sounds kind of messy and you're not even engaged yet. This sounds a little messy. I'm trying to think what were their ages? 20. Yeah. 21 and 20. I wasn't even in the realm of possibility of thinking about being engaged. Like, sure, hypothetically, it's like it was something that I wanted, but like back then, it was just like you date to like learn about people and figure them out. Like, why are we talking about getting engaged and like the wedding day when we're not even there yet? We're jumping the gun a little bit here. Yeah, I agree with that one comment. Do a little bit of growing up. Live some life, touch some grass, as they say, and then maybe come visit the bridesmaid topic later. Cause like you're not even engaged. That was kind of a waste of a story. I didn't even. That was such a waste. Ugh. Oh, am I the a-hole for saying no to being a bridesmaid in my dad's wedding? Here we go, y'all. Buckle up. This one could get dicey. My dad is getting married in a couple of months. He's been with his fiance for the past 8 years, and they have 3 kids together. And my dad has me, 16 female, and my brother, 15 male, from his marriage to our mom, who died 9 years ago. Okay, let's all take that in. OP is 16 years old. 16. So take that with a grain of salt. You can't always trust the narrators, you know? Quick background. My mom had a heart attack in her sleep and died. Oh, she was young, 32. Oh my gosh. Dad started dating 6 months later and met his fiance around 13 months after mom died. We had met some of his other dates in between. She moved in with us 3 months later because he got her pregnant, and they stayed together and had two more kids since. They got engaged in January and decided to have a fast wedding. To be honest, I only ever tolerated my dad's fiance. No. I don't love her. No. Considering my stepmom, or really care if she's around or not. No. This is so bad. My relationship with my dad is shit. My brother is the same. We feel like dad moved on from mom really fast and expected us to get over our feelings alone. Ugh. This is devastating. Therapy. You guys definitely need, oh my gosh, you guys totally need therapy. This is so devastating. Ugh. Not to mention, he acted like we would be excited to have some woman and a baby around. When we didn't ever get excited about any of our other half-siblings, he became withdrawn more and pushed us to his fiance more to try and force it. Ugh. That is the worst. That as somebody, as a child of divorced parents, from a long time, that was like probably the most difficult thing about growing up is when you try to meld the families together. It either goes really great or it goes terribly. And I think in this case, the dad should be ashamed, to be honest. He should be ashamed that like he tried to like mesh this family together. And instead of like really working on it every single day, it sounds like he just pulled away. But again, OP is 16. So I don't want to invalidate what the 16-year-old is feeling and what they're saying, but there definitely should be some family therapy, family counseling going on. I remember when I was 16, I actually had a very similar situation happen to me where I got removed from my home, which one day I'll do, I have mentioned this before, I'll do an actual podcast episode of the timeline of my life and like how things kind of like fell into place, because I think a lot of people get confused, as would I when I talk about the different times that I've lived in my life and the different, I guess, stages of my life where I lived and how I wound up in California to begin with. But when I did get introduced to the new family that I was like kind of living with, and I wasn't living with them, that was one thing my dad actually was a really strong advocate for, is that we all went to family therapy. And it didn't help. It truly didn't help. Things got worse for me. But I give my dad a lot of credit that when I did move in with him, he instantly was like, you are going through something, therapy. So shout out, Dad, if you're watching. I don't think he watches my podcast. You know what? He actually might. He might watch my podcast, because the other day when I called him, he was like, I got a question for you about podcasting. Like whenever you have some time to talk to me about like the gear and everything you use, let me know. And I was like, oh, so maybe my dad, if you're out there watching, thanks for watching. Stupid. But thanks for getting me into therapy, Dad. I appreciate you. Anyways, diving back into the story, joining back in with the storyline here and trying to figure out how we feel about it all. He also alienated friends and my mom's side of the family years ago. I think she's referring to the dad. It was decided without me or my brother that we would be a bridesmaid and a male bridesman. I don't know what you call it. We both said no. Dad was like, why? And I said, if I was on his side, maybe, but I'm not standing with his fiance. She was hurt, and she said she thought we loved her and we were excited for her to be officially our mom. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I'm getting the ick. I'm getting the ick so hard right now. I can't stand when the new mom tries to be the mom. When it's like you will never. That's something people have to understand and make peace with. That when you are, again, as a child of divorced parents, do not ever try to become the mom or the dad, especially when there's a death. Oh my God, when there is a death, absolutely, you will never be their mom. And the more you force that, the further they're trying to get the fuck away. Like it never works. I've never heard it work. I've never seen it work. You have to make peace with that, that like they may resent you. They may resent you. And it's hard. It is hard to, it is a pill to swallow. But it's something that you have to make peace with. And the more you try, the more you force it, the further they're going to go. It is what it is. And for her to stand there and be like, I'm trying to be your mom and this wedding is going to make me your mom. Absolutely not. Nope. 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 Mm-mm. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I hate it. Oh, when she doubles down. Oh my God. I told her she's not my mom and I don't even consider her family. I asked her why she'd replace my mom with her, wide-eyed. I think there's a typo there. And she said, because mom's dead and can't be our mom anymore. Throw the whole mom away. Throw the stepmom away. I can't. Girl, once you're 18, GTFO, go to college. Save up your monies. Get a job. And bye. See ya. My dad told me I don't get a say. What? And then your dad told you you don't get a say? What the hell's going on here? What state are we in? I would love to know. What country are we in? Where is this taking place, OP? Help me out. My dad told me I don't get a say, and I told him he can't make me stand there during the wedding, and it will look worse if he has to. Double down, OP. I'm here. I'm here for you. He's saying I should do it for him, and I told him I tolerate all this for him, but I won't go that far. My brother told them he felt the same. Now they're saying I'm ruining the wedding and behaving like a little brat who wants their own way all the time. Am I the a-hole? OP, you're freaking... I don't care what the comments say. You are not the a-hole at all in any way, shape, or form. My God. This is so messed up. If you happen to be listening to the podcast, which I'm sure you're not, or maybe you are. I bet you're a subscriber, actually. If you happen to be listening to this, okay. One, sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do because you are a minor. I would know. I had to do a lot of things I didn't want to do when I was 16 because my parents made me do them and I hated it. So you might just have to grin and bear it just to get through it. And to not cause problems. It sucks. This whole situation sucks. But you in your heart will always know that this woman will never replace your mom. The marriage is not making her your mom at all in any way, shape, or the form. Same thing with your brother. You know, convey the same thing to him. She won't become your mom. It's, you know, that's a choice you get to make. But then also, this is when you get to start thinking like an adult and start planning your exit. At least for me, that's what I did when I was 16. As soon as like this sort of thing started happening to me, I instantly was like, I'm getting a job. I am covering my butt. I'm making sure I get my license. I'm getting a car. I'm getting a job. Hell, when I was 17, I worked seven jobs. Seven, because you can't get full time at freaking 17. You know what I mean? So it's like I worked seven jobs in order to like dig myself out of a toxic situation. And I still wound up homeless. Like it happens. But the sooner you can start preparing and start getting yourself like start putting things away, putting money away, trying to become independent, the better off you'll be. And then you get to decide once you're out of the home if you want to have a relationship with your dad and your stepmom. That's totally up to you. But that, in my opinion, that's what I would do. That's what I did, which is funny that I'm reading a story like this because it's definitely bringing me back to my roots. Ugh. But let's see what the Reddit situation has to say, because I have a firm belief that Reddit's not going to deem you the a-hole. Yep, here we go. Not the a-hole. Yeah, it's this would be a tough, yeah. I don't know how you would be the a-hole, but not the a-hole. Honey, you lost your mom. That's an incredibly hard loss, and your dad is being unreasonable and insensitive. Thank you. You know, I love when Reddit and I agree. I love when, like, we're on the same wavelength. Thank you, random Redditor, redeeming reader. Thank you, redeeming reader. You're redeeming my belief in this world. The fact that your soon-to-be stepmom is expecting you to love her already is a red flag too. She should also be understanding about your feelings. Adoption at your age is a crazy ask as well. You and your mom, You and a mom most of your young life. This Redditor is having a hard time writing, but I understand what they're trying to say, I think. You have strong memories of her standing in a wedding you don't want to be in as wild. Do what you feel is right for you. Also seek a therapist or a counselor if you can. Reddit. I love when we're on the same page. I love it. I'm telling y'all, therapy. Get you some therapy. I'm telling you. It helps you make some good decisions. I'm telling you, it helps. Not the a-hole. This man didn't even wait a year before replacing his wife, your mom, and he has the audacity to expect you to put on a happy face at his wedding. Yeah, that's pretty fucked. That's so fucked. You are 100% not a brat. Yeah, that too. What the hell? Why are they calling you a brat? Like, I'm a brat. I'm a bona fide certified brat, but you are not one. You are totally not a brat. You're 100% not a brat. You are entitled to have very reasonable boundaries. Also, speaking as someone who adores their stepmom, nobody can replace your mom. And the fact that your stepmom actually said that shows how clueless she is. Yep. You are not the a-hole. Mm-mm. You are not the a-hole. I think we got time for one more, everybody. Let's find a really good one. Am I the a-hole for not choosing one of my best friends as a bridesmaid? This is a fear of mine for if I do get married. It's not happening anytime soon. But this is a fear of mine because I've had multiple, hear me out, I've had multiple friends tell me that if they're, well, okay, mine goes a step further. I've had multiple friends tell me that if they're not my maid of honor, they're going to be really upset. And I'm over here like, I'm not even engaged. There ain't even a man or a lady, but okay. Stress that I don't need. Okay, let's read the story. My best friend, 28, and me, 28, have been friends for years, but this past year, I have watched my friend as both a maid of honor and a bridesmaid in my other friend's weddings. Each time, she was so stressed out. My best friend is normal. I think you mean normally. My best friend is normally a very anxious, beyond normal. She barely works for this reason. I don't think this is English incorrect. Let me put on my reading brain for a second. My best friend is normal, a very anxious, beyond normal. She barely works for this reason. I feel so validated as a dyslexic. You know, sometimes we just get so wrapped up in it, we can't write. I think you're trying to say that normally they're an anxious person and doesn't work a normal job because of that, I think is what you're trying to say. But we're going to move on. She seemed emotionally unavailable for both brides. Oh. She helped as a maid of honor, but she showed up for the bare minimum. Oof, I don't like that. One of the brides was a complete bridezilla, so it was hard to watch, but I just feel like if I chose her as a bridesmaid, it would be more work than it's worth. She will show up for the bare minimum things, and I fear she will change out of her bridesmaid dress after the ceremony like she did at one of the other weddings. Oh, she's a diva. It was not something I felt was right. I know full well the risk that she might be upset I didn't choose her. But even when I was proposed to, someone told me she was fuming a bit. Must have been quietly because I didn't notice. I know her own partner of many years bought an Xbox over getting her an engagement ring. They say that they're engaged, but there's no ring. I want that person to write a story. Oh my God, that is hilarious. They say that they're engaged with no ring. There's no winning here, so I don't know what to do. Am I risking my friendship? Will she hate me? What's the point of having a bridesmaid if the process isn't fun? Okay, OP, first of all, that's hysterical. Could you imagine being a grown adult and you're like, yeah, we're engaged, but he bought an Xbox instead. Oh my God. I actually have an ex that, like, hilariously, I think, might have done that. I mean, not for real, but, like, I could see one of my exes doing that. AKA, that's why they're my ex. That's fucking funny, man. That I want that person to write in. My God, I want the tea on that so bad. Like, could you imagine? I can't. It's so bad. But anyways, okay, OP, let's get it back to you. Let's bring it back to OP here. Okay. personally, the point of the Bridesmaids, from what I've heard, and I've watched the movie Bridesmaids, so that's all the experience I have, is to like help with the burden of the wedding, is to like, they're the people that are closest to you, and then they advise you and have a good time. And then like the maid of honor is supposed to like be the main person that helps you plan, from what I think. So yeah, I personally feel like you've seen these two not be good bridesmaids. And the fact that the one is like mad when you got engaged is a big, big red flag. So I think risk it for the biscuit. Don't have them be your bridesmaids. Like, it's supposed to be fun. Invite the people in your life that are fun. Invite the people in your life that aren't putting pressure on you, you know? But let's see. Did Reddit deem you the a-hole? Thank you for not selecting your anxious friend to be a bridesmaid. Can we, however, discuss the fact that someone opted for an Xbox instead of an engagement ring? People's priorities, man. That's funny. That's the top comment. Literally almost exactly what I said. So I'm glad we're on the same page again, Reddit. Oh, here's an interesting comment. Not all weddings have a bridesmaid slash maid of honor. Maid of honor? Is that what M-O-H means, I'm assuming? I'm assuming that's the acronym. Bridal party. Feeling entitled to the role is ridiculous. That right there. If your friend can't even be happy for your engagement, what do you expect? Yeah, she might hate you because your problems, but this is a friend. Is this a friendship worth keeping? Not the a-hole considering with your fiance having no wedding party or discussing with your fiance how to navigate it all. Do your wedding the way you two want for your life, not to cater to his friend's antics. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. I don't think you should have them be your bridal party. I don't think it's a good idea. 10 out of 10 would not recommend. Ooh, okay, we got some advice. Let's end it on some good advice here. Before you announce your selections, go visit her. Tell her how you see that she's stressed out at other weddings and ask her if she wants a role in your wedding. She might want a minor role or just attending as a guest. What if she asks to be a bridesmaid with virtually no duties? Just show up to the bachelorette party and stand at the front, then a picture. Let he have what she is comfortable doing and make no onerous demands. I think is what you meant to say. I'm surprised this isn't the most top voted comment, because this is a great suggestion. Go talk to them. Be like, have a private conversation with them and see how it goes. Because obviously they are your friends and you're close with them to some extent. So yeah, I think that's great advice. Talk to them privately. And then see how they feel about it. And then, you know, just be honest. You said you've seen them be anxious. I think that's incredible advice. That should be the top comment. I don't know why it's not. All right, everybody. Thank you all so much for tuning in for another Delulu Canoe episode. Remember to stay Delulu, because it's the Salulu, everybody. And don't forget to send me Reddit stories on Delulu Canoe on Instagram, because I want to read some of the most brain-bending Reddit stories at some point in the future, because some of these are pretty straightforward. Let me know if you like this bridesmaid one. I had a good time. I can't wait to read the comments so you all can like educate me more on like weddings and shit, because I don't know anything about them. I know very little. So I'd love for you all to be like, actually, you're wrong, Dare, because then I can actually learn something. So let's connect in the comment section down below. And if you're listening on Apple or on Spotify or on Pandora, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I greatly appreciate you joining us in the canoe this week. And hopefully by the time this episode comes out, we'll have some guests ready and lined up, because the AC is fixed, my back is fixed, so I'm ready to bring in some more people. Have a good evening, day, night, wherever you are. And remember to stay Delulu, because it's the Salulu. Bye. And don't try to be your kid's mom, okay? As a stepmom, don't do it. That's so shitty. Don't do that shit. Bye.